Nathan Law is a pro-democracy activist from Hong Kong who fled Hong Kong last year after China imposed the national security law and exposed him to political persecution because Hong Kong authorities criminalized the protest against China's influence in Hong Kong as acts of dissent and terrorism. Since then, Nathan Law has been living in exile in London, and this month he was granted asylum in the UK. Hello, Mr. Law.
Hi.
Today, Germany's Chancellor Merkel meets with parts of China's government virtually to talk about their relationship regarding the economy, climate issues, and also human rights and human rights violations. So, what do you expect from this meeting?
So, it's important that we definitely have to put human rights front and center in any kinds of dialogue and discussion with China. Obviously, the German government is not on that position, so I really hope that in the future that could be set as the parameter, and we could work hard on pressuring China on its human rights front rather than just trying to interact with them just because of economic benefits.
How could Germany do that? Because in the past, it seemed to me that Germany criticizes China, and so does the EU, but that critique seems to me is not being heard in China. So how could Germany put pressure on China?
Germany has always think that by using the tactics of trade to change, by engaging with China, more economic activities, making it richer than before, and the market more open than before, then China would step foot on the democratization or liberalization path. But I think the reality is it goes to the opposite way. So I think for now, we really need to cooperate with other democratic allies and to impose coordinated human rights precondition before we engage in this commercial dialogue with them. As I said, as my critique on the EU-China investment deal, I think it's important that we commit into this discussion before after China made concrete advancement on its human rights violations in Xinjiang and in Hong Kong. So I think this human rights precondition is important, and it could only be functioning by collaborative efforts from around the world.
You mentioned the agreement between the EU and China. Both have prepared an agreement on investment, giving each other access to domestic markets. And also, a few months later, the EU imposed sanctions on China recently because of repression and persecution of ethnic minorities in Xinjiang, you also mentioned. So what helps more to change the situation in China? Combining trade deals with the perspective to not violate human rights, or straight sanctions, just as the EU did?
I think sanctions and a human rights precondition on dialogue with China are also important. We need a toolbox of different strategies so that we could deploy them on different time. And for now, China has been denying the allegation of forced labor in Xinjiang and punishing all the international commercial brands in China because they have supported those claims and stopped using Xinjiang cotton. I think these are outrageous behaviors, and the international community have to react to it. We cannot just allow China to punish all these international brands without any backlash from our democratic countries. So I think it's important that we deploy all the toolbox that we have to diplomatically express really strong message and to really add in human rights clause when we deal with China, and also deploy sanctions on those officials who have committed appalling human rights violation.
What would be the consequence if the Western countries would not do that?
Well, for the past two decades, we have experienced a global democratic decline, that there are more and more authoritarian regimes and less democratic ones. And last year, it was the very first year since 2001 that there are more autocratic institutions than the democratic ones. And I think one of the reasons why there has been a rise of authoritarianism is because we just allow China to lead the camp and we do nothing on them. And that is wrong if we continue to do so. That wave of authoritarianism will only spread to our democratic countries. Our democratic values will be eroded from inside out because of infiltration activities from China. And the legitimacy of democracy cannot enjoy its superiority on the international level. And that will have a big impact on the democratic values that we all share. So I think it is definitely the time to really stand up against the Chinese expansionist. And we have to defend our human rights and democratic values.
Let's talk about the meeting today and how Chancellor Merkel could point out her democratic and all the German and EU democratic values we have, because it's a friendly meeting. And how could she point out what you just mentioned in such a friendly meeting and political surrounding?
Well, I think there are indeed important issues that China has to address it and with the international community. For example, climate emergency. So it's possible that we can have more benign dialogue on that front. But when we talk about trade and when we talk about human rights violations, I don't think the EU, Germany and other democratic countries has any ways to step back. We have to be strong. So I think it's important we figure out why we have to have friendly discussion. It's not because we want China to do whatever they want. It's because we want to have positive dialogue on constructive issues, but also we can pressure them for the sake of democracy and human rights. I don't think we should avoid conflict when conflicts on these occasions are the only way to express our genuine opinion.
You said don't avoid conflicts. From a Chinese perspective, what status does Germany have for China?
Well, I think definitely the Chinese economy, its growth are slowing down. And they really need more advanced technologically countries to cooperate with them to upgrade their industrial front and conduct industrial transformation. And Germany definitely play a large part on it. I think it's important that we have to stand on our values. And when China denies our values, there must be a certain conflict ongoing, no matter it's ideological or diplomatic and certain things. And we should not avoid committing ourselves into it because we want to defend our values.
When we're talking about putting pressure on China, we are talking about foreign policies and trades between the EU, the US, Germany and China. How about domestic policies? Because the EU and Germany and all the other nations seem to be the only power to put democratic values on China, because inside the country, in the country itself, there is no more opposition, and not even in Hong Kong, as you are living in exile now.
Well, it's tough. There has been a huge surveillance state, digital authoritarianism being deployed in mainland China. It's difficult that we channel our message breaking through the internet firewall and reach to the people on the ground. So it's always difficult to really bring external influence and hope there will be change in mainland China. But definitely, I believe that there are possibilities for change. As the Chinese economy is slowing down, there are lots of social economic problems like aging society, like failure of industrial transformations. These will trigger discontent from the people, and there will be legitimacy crisis for the Communist Party. So for me, I think it's important that we have these opposition on the ground in this scenario. And for the democratic countries, we could pressure the Chinese Communist regime from different ends, like diplomatic and trade and commercial and etc.
How do you feel about being an activist but having to live in the UK and not in Hong Kong anymore, or in the near parts of China to pursue your activism?
Well, it's also devastated. It also reflects how deteriorated Hong Kong's freedoms are. So for me, even though I live outside Hong Kong, I will still continue to be the voice of Hong Kong, to continue to advocate for the demands that Hong Kong people share, and to raise awareness for our issue, and make sure that the world is united to fight against the rise of authoritarianism in China, and also defend our shared democratic values.
How far should political partners, how far should the world go, in your views, to try to change the situation in China?
Well, I think they should deploy all the resources or the toolbox that they have when they tackle China's human rights violation. I think that may come with certain economic downsides, but we are actually using long-term interest, the preservation of our human rights, to trade with a short-term interest. And I think that is, in terms of preserving our human rights, that is a good decision to make. So I think there will be a lot of different ways of putting pressure on China, and sometimes it may come with certain costs, but it's definitely worth it to preserve our democratic values.
Nathan Law is our guest here on Bremen 2. He's a pro-democracy activist from Hong Kong who lives in exile in London now. And he says to Chancellor Merkel and the EU, don't avoid conflicts with China to point out our democratic values. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.